Hello and welcome to In Depth for this Sunday morning. This is a lovely PSA program. I have wonderful people in the studio right now talking about a great thing, and that is, well, reading and so on. So let's get to it. Bridget Roskup is in the studio, and she's with Spread the Word Nevada, and we actually have a co-founder. Lisa Habighorst is in the studio as well. How are you both?
Lovely, we're great. Thank you.
Bridget, you're kind of basically the liaison in the northern Nevada, like Washoe County area, right?
Yes. Okay. We just moved up here from, expanded from Clark County last year. So we're celebrating our 1 year of being in Washoe County this month.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, and you're the one who set this up. So thank you for getting in the studio and getting Lisa in the studio, who is only here for a little bit of time. You're based in Vegas.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So thank you for making the time.
Oh,
and
you
the space.
Bet. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So Spread the Word Nevada, you're a co-founder. How did you? What kind of brought this on, I guess?
Well, I was a teacher by trade, always been in the classroom, have four children of my own, decided to take some time off, decided that I still wanted to do something for the community, got together with another girlfriend and said, let's get books into the homes of kids who can't afford them. We know that as teachers, and we know just as just anybody with a literacy background understands the importance of reading at home and for self-esteem, for education, for all those advantages that our kids need. And our younger kids that are low income can't afford books at their home. Their parents are working hard just to put food on the table, and a book is a commodity that they can't really afford.
For sure.
So let's do that.
Cool. How long ago did you kind of get this thing rolling?
It will be 20 years in February.
20 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it's always been in Vegas up until
it
recently?
It has. Okay. We're in 60 schools down in Vegas and still growing down there. And we're up in two here in Clark County, or in Washoe County. And looking at adopting 20 more up here.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yes.
So what shoes. I need to learn how to read. Schools. What schools are you in right now?
We're in Greenbrae and Cannon.
Okay. Very cool. And the 20. So 20 more.
Yes.
What's
20
the
more.
Process behind that?
We look at the free and reduced lunch status. So every school that we adopt has to be 80% or higher free or reduced lunch.
Wow. Cool.
We also look at their star ratings, and we try to adopt for 1 and 2 star schools, so schools that are struggling. We also look at literacy rates. Most of the kids around Nevada, you know, we know Nevada as a whole is hurting in education.
Mm-hmm.
But at third grade, they're about 49% literate. Our schools are down in the 20s. 20s
oh,
and 30s
wow.
percent. So we're trying to bring them up.
Okay.
And so we look at that. And then we also look at good schools that are willing to work with us. We have to have a staff that's willing to help us and be there. We supply the books, we supply the programs, but they need to get the kids there for us.
Okay. So I guess, do you do book drives? What are kind of the kinds of events you kind of put on?
Yeah, we do. Bridget, you want to grab that?
Because... Yes, absolutely. So up here in Washoe County, we have our big program right now is called we have Breakfast with Books, and we have Kids to Kids, where we come in when a school is adopted. There's a big celebration, big assembly. All the kids get to meet their sponsor. And then after that, every child receives a book bag with 2 brand new books and 3 gently loved books. And then they increase their library 1 book a month after that. And then with Breakfast with Books, our program's coordinator Haley comes into the schools and models a reading of a story with kids and their families to kind of help parents learn. A lot of times parents haven't even had books in their homes when they were growing up, and they don't know how to read to their child. So
right.
Haley models the story, teaches them how to take breaks and ask questions. And every child comes into Breakfast with Books being able to pick their own book to go home. Choice is a big part of having that ability to choose out of a variety of selections. A lot of kids don't have the freedom of choice with assigned reading in classes, so being able to have that choice. And they're served a snack, and then they have additional materials to take home after that to
That's
increase
really
the
cool.
literacy.
So how's it going up in our area as far as how many do you need volunteers? How like what's the staff looking like?
There are multiple opportunities to volunteer. We have
right.
Book cleanings where you can call Haley and sign up and bring a group in. And then you have a two-hour volunteer period. And at the end of that, you've cleaned, the whole group can clean up 600 to 800 books for kids in the community.
Right. So clean up as far as sometimes you get these donated Yes. And maybe they've been sitting in a basement for 20 years.
Right.
Or something.
They're a little dusty. A lot of them come from Goodwill, and we need to take the Goodwill stickers off of them. A lot of times when kids are learning how to read, they'll go through and underline words in the books. We have erasers to take that off. So it just looks, you know, cleaned up and nice and gently used for kids in the community after that.
Oh, cool. So you're looking for people for that. Any other possible positions you need or anything like that, even if it's...
Our Breakfast with Books.
Oh, yeah, volunteers.
Yeah, we would love that. And that's such a wonderful program. It's early. It's before school starts.
Okay.
But the families come, and that's what we like. Every kid at the school is able to come, but they have to bring mom or dad because we want to do that training time and show the parents how important it is to read together. So you'll see moms come with babies in strollers, and it's just a beautiful program. You help them pick out their books. You help serve them breakfast. You know, we can certainly use volunteers at those programs, and they're once a month at our schools.
Very cool. And I imagine you're looking for book donations from anybody who might be listening.
Yes. Yeah, cool. That's an easy way to get involved. Go clean off those bookshelves. You know, a book is a wonderful thing, and we say gently used. We really, you know, most of our books look brand new because you read them once and you put it aside. You know, there's some of those well-loved ones that I remember as a mom. You know, my kids, I was like, please, you know.
Can we do anything
tops
else?
Tops and bottoms again. Come on, kids. Let's do something else. But and that's wonderful because that's how our kids learn, and we want that, and we want to create that in other families.
That's really cool. So how can people help out otherwise? They can probably donate monetarily, I would think.
That would be wonderful. For us to get to these schools, we are going to need some more financial help to grow up here. And so that, of course, is always something that we're looking for as well.
And then funding-wise, actually, now, while we're on the subject, how are you? I mean, is it mostly public donations?
Oh, what's yes. Like? Yeah, okay. We don't do any government grants. We've chosen not to do that. And we haven't had a need to do that, to be honest with you. People love what we do. It makes sense to everybody. I mean, it's the magic of books. Every child deserves that. Mm-hmm. So we have not had a real problems with funding at all. That's not to say that we certainly can continue to use funds that people want to donate. We do a lot of grant writing. We do have one big benefit down south that really supports us. It's a big gala. We hope to bring that up here eventually. You know, as we grow up here, we hope to just mirror exactly what's happening in the south up here. And actually, Washoe County has bigger push and drive for literacy up here. We're very excited when we saw what the United Way is doing up here and the Boys and Girls Clubs and all, you know, everybody's pretty focused around literacy. We fit right in. And it was nice that we, you know, we did our due diligence and asked, can you use our services up here? And they were like, yes, help us. And so we're happy to be here to be a part of the community.
Very good. As far as book donations go, is there an age range you're looking at?
Yeah, we really, you know, we do the whole elementary school. So we do preschool through fifth grade. That's the focus of the books that we need. If you have a few thrown in adult books, we'll take care of that. We have sources where we can donate those to as well. So any kind of books are great, but yes, the focus would be K through five.
Okay, good to know. Any other things we want to focus on that I haven't asked about?
Oh gosh, just get involved. I mean, this is a beautiful community up here. I always love coming up here. Not only seasonal, you know, I finally get some cold weather. It's beautiful.
See some dang colors for God's sake.
And, you know, my son went to school up here and I remember coming up. It's just a good feeling community. And, you know, these, you know, the Washoe County people care about their kids. And that's exactly where we need to be. So if we can all just pull together and make this program run as well as all these other initiatives that are going on to help our children here, you know, we're just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. And I remember, I'm going to get a little personal, but my parents would have to tell us to put your books down. We're having dinner. Like we were that kind of family. So if we can have more families
in that vein,
let's do it.
That's great. What we want. And not all kids have that opportunity. In middle and upper class neighborhoods, it's the ratio of 30 books to one child. And in at-risk communities, it's 300 children to one book.
Really?
So we really need to get some books into those homes.
Okay. And that is the goal. So donate books, donate money.
Come volunteer with us. It's so fun to see the books that you read with your children or that were your favorites, and you get to clean those up and know they're going into a good home.
Cool.
It's just an amazing feeling.
All right. Spread the Word Nevada. Where can we find you online, social media wise?
SpreadTheWordNevada.org. Our Facebook is just Spread the Word Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just punch it in and we come right up to the top. We're really getting there.
All right.
We're starting to pay attention.
Yeah, right on. Just Google it. It'll come right up.
That's right.
Lisa Habighorst and Bridget Roskup, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you, Ian.